So by your request at home, we have Stratford Mayor David Chess here, and I have not spoken to Mayor Chess since the morning after the election. So it's great to see you. How's it going?
It's great. It's
great.
Yeah, you got to be crazy to do this, but yeah, it's
great. A little bit. I said to him on the way in, I was like, I could never do it. But I there's a lot also happening, obviously, you know, coming into this new term. It's a lot going on, which we're going to really dive into the revals and the budget, which are things that people really want us to talk about. But things are okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I think things are fine. I think, look, it's not easy. But I come from a background, right, as a physician, as an entrepreneur, where it's always about taking care of people, solving problems. And this is par for the course. And we are living in unprecedented times. This reevaluation we had.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Was unprecedented. First of all, it was 6 years. It was supposed to be five. There was a delay for a year. So it didn't happen until after the election, and it's 6 years. So our valuations are from pre-COVID. So this is like a COVID side effect.
Mm.
And our community value of homes went up 80%. There's no community in Connecticut that went up 80%.
Why did Stratford, because you're right, why was Stratford so much higher?
So there was a really, during COVID, a rush of people out of New York. Even Jersey, and they were looking for space and a place they could work from home, and we were affordable, and it drove our prices up tremendously, and those prices have stayed up. So whereas our homes went up 80% on average, commercial didn't follow suit, because what happened also during COVID, people left the office buildings.
Right, they had an opposite effect.
So they
right.
have space. The value of commercial property only went up 22%.
Mm.
So that creates a massive shift of the burden of our tax obligations, of paying our bills obligations.
To the homeowners. I am shocked, though, Mayor Chess, and I'm not saying that what you're telling me, the numbers aren't true. I am surprised, because you're right. We had a huge influx of especially New York, even New Jersey kind of coming in. I mean, and we even saw it from, you know, other states, but certainly the tri-state area. But I'm surprised that Stratford was so much higher than, you know, say, a Fairfield, or, you know, I know Bridgeport's taxes are already high, but, you know, why other places in Fairfield County didn't see that? I mean, even here in Milford, we went up. Let me tell you that we went up. But, I mean, that amount is substantially higher. The Valley, I didn't see get to, I mean, still high, but Stratford overwhelmingly, and I think that's why people wanted to hear from you, was because it felt like Stratford got hit the hardest with these revals.
I think relative to a Fairfield, we were a bargain for New York.
Got it. Okay.
And so it just we just saw like these New York plates, coming in our neighborhoods. Properties would go within minutes.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, so this is what we're saddled with at this point.
So what do you do about it?
So that's the thing. And this reval, I don't care what anyone tells you, and people will yell, we just have to get the mill rate down or don't spend any money. And I'll go over that as well. But there is nothing that impacts our home taxes as much as this revaluation. And so with the current methodology, where we just pass along the cost, our mill rate would go down from 40 to about 28. However, you're dealing with a very high valuation now.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you're a $200,000 home, just for instance, and it went up to $400,000, just for simple numbers,
yeah,
you would see a $3,000 increase in taxes.
Yeah, it's substantial.
That's a big chunk of money.
Right.
Right. So the only way to mitigate that, to have any real impact, and again, I'll go back to budget in a minute, but to move one mill point on your budget, you have to remove $7 million of costs. To move two mill points, you got to get rid of your fire department.
Right, talking about a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
So, right.
But if you reduce the valuation of your home by 35%, which we can do. There's a new law that, again, unprecedented times. In May of last year, the state, again, the Capitol, they passed a new law that allows a Homestead Act, which means that if you live in that home, the town can discount that valuation by up to 35%.
That's a federal law or that's a state law? This is a state law. Okay.
It just went into effect. It's been in effect in many states. It's in Florida. It's in Ohio. I'm not sure how many, but most states have something like this now. And so if you apply that Homestead Act and give a 35% discount, that home that was $400,000 in value, you can now discount to $260,000.
Do a lot of people know about that?
I've been out there telling people.
Like I had Mayor Rich Smith here from Milford, and he's, as you and I were talking off the air, he's doing a kind of a delay. He's spreading out the payments or the kind of the rollout over a 5-year period, and he's trying to also get state money and all that. But he didn't mention this. I just had him on a couple weeks ago.
So I understand that here in Milford, the your town council wanted to do, they knew about the Homestead Act, but they chose to do the phase-in.
Hmm.
Phase-in, you end up in the same place you
were.
Right,
we're still paying for the money. Right, right. We're still paying
just
slowly.
You're going up to that high number. Mm-hmm. This way, what happens is you, at least until the next valuation, you get this haircut, you get this discount, and it's very, very meaningful. So if you discounted that If you did that 35% discount and you ended up at $265, you'd only be paying about $600 extra in taxes.
It's a lot different than $3,000.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I did a video. I put it out. I had over 20,000 views. I have a newsletter that goes out several times a week that I've been going over this. I'm trying to get people to understand and to let their town council folks know what the options are, because I think this is so important for the health of the community.
I like to consider myself a pretty intelligent person. However, I have to confess, I've never heard of this Homestead Act before, but apparently we have Stratford Mayor David Chess here. This was something that passed in last session? So May of 2025, or it started, it went into effect?
It got passed and in effect in May of 2025. It's only been used,
Not even a year.
It's only been used by one community, New Milford.
Wow. I wonder why. Like, what's the catch then? Because I would think everybody does it. You know, right. There's got to be a catch.
I think there's a number of things. Number one, people don't like the unknown. If you've never done it before, what are the unanticipated consequences? What other things are affected?
Right.
And so with this, when you apply this, the total mill rate goes up a bit. So
okay.
In our situation, we were at 40.
Mm-hmm.
It would have gone down to 28.27. With this, it goes back up a little bit. It goes up to in the area of 32, 33.
So what does that mean for like businesses, I would think?
So what it does is it gives the homeowner a massive discount, but the businesses don't get that same discount. So they actually stay almost at the rate they were at before. So they don't get hit. They actually get a small discount, small decrease in taxes, but they don't get the impact of a homeowner.
Interesting.
And so it shifts the tax burden back to the balance we had before with commercial. We're not increasing commercial, where it stays pretty flat. Now, the unanticipated consequences, the other piece of this, is only for homes where you're living in the home. And with that, we have to get an affidavit. There's steps.
I was going to ask that, because it seems like somebody's got to either apply for that 35% off or that discount. I mean, how does that work? So you've got a homeowner.
It's only if you're living in the home. So if you're an investor and you've got homes, it doesn't apply.
But what if you're renting a house? No, not you. Well,
right.
So you have to own that home and live in it.
That's one of the problems. It doesn't. I'll show you how that works.
Yeah.
But it requires you need at least a month to 6 weeks almost to get the paperwork done.
Okay.
Because we have to mail everyone an affidavit saying, I live here. It has to come back. we then have to register it with the state because now we've changed your valuation. We've already sent all the valuations up to Hartford. So that has to be all redone. So we're going to have to hire a small army of people. So we need to make a decision if we're going to do this, probably the, you know, latest early next week. So
wow. Okay.
So there's a lot of pressure on our poor town councilors who they never knew about this stuff. I'm learning as I go. When I first started to think about it, I didn't understand the time frame that was involved, that it was going to take us.
That's a real fail on our state. Like, I don't know who passed this. I really got to do some research. I don't know who passed it, if there was a senator or a rep or if it was the governor's doing. But to me, especially during a gubernatorial year or, you know, Senate and representative seats are up, why wouldn't they tout this? And especially if it passed in May, we knew. I mean, people have been screaming about revals since November, right, since before even the election, because they, I mean, we knew. I know. I remember in Fairfield, my parents lived there. They knew about the revals even weeks before the election. I mean, it was, it's been horrible for everybody. I don't know why we wouldn't know more about this. Or and now, as you mentioned, you know, now you kind of were in the midst of budgeting and all of that. Why we wouldn't be ahead of the ball on that one? That's a miss, I think, on our state. But that's, well, that's just me.
Yeah, look, being new at doing this and being one of the first towns to be thinking, really looking into it, and hope, and I think I hope we decide to do it. It takes courage, and it's not easy on our town councilors. It's not easy, you know.
It's a lot of work, I would think.
You know, there's just so much anxiety in the community about these increases, and this really is throwing people a life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would think the way that you're describing it to me, and this is the first time I'm hearing about it, what a win it would be for your homeowners.
Right. Now, the loser, though, is if you own a multifamily and mm-hmm. you live in one unit and rent out three, it does not apply to you.
Mm.
So what that does is it means that you're going to get the full load of the valuation, and your taxes are going to go up significantly.
Mm.
And who are you going to pass it on to? The renters.
Got it.
So that's the big flaw in this. Now, on the renter side, and what we do have is a program to assist renters. And so I'm going to be, and this is the first time I'm mentioning this on air, because I'm learning too. Because once this became apparent, I began to do the research and say, okay, how can we help our renters? And so there is a program out. It's a state program. And I want to see how, as a town, we can enhance that.
What is the program?
So depending on the level, the people's income, there's some rent assistance that can, you know, there's some discount. There's some rent assistance that can be applied. I honestly don't know all the details, and I don't want to misspeak. I'm still very much in the learning stage with it, but that's an important piece. We can't leave our renters out in the cold. If we need
no,
to do
absolutely.
Whatever we can.
So that is a program that's already, that also is already offered,
that,
or that's
that,
being
that exists.
Pat,
yeah,
it exists.
That exists. It just has not been leveraged, so it's out there. So if you think about it, Stratford has 18,000-19,000 homes, including condos, because mm-hmm. this includes condos.
Sure.
That's a lot of people.
Right.
And that's our vast majority that make up our community.
So help me to understand this, Mayor Chess. If you guys go through with having the Homestead Act in Stratford, those 19,000-plus homeowners can all just send in, like, did they have to send you paperwork? Or are you guys sending stuff out manually?
We send them.
You send it to them.
The forms to them.
Okay.
Our form is much, depending on what we decide. So
right.
New Milford had a lot of details. They wanted to know how many years you were living there, what age you were.
You're just looking for proof that you live
exactly.
in the house you
so
own.
So
got
if
it.
That's how, again, this is up to the town council, ultimately, in terms of the guidelines around this and what we want to put in this. But assume that we don't have those. It becomes a very simple form to fill out.
Interesting.
And you're basically just making an affidavit that you live here, you sign it, you send it back to us. We then have to process it and then send it on to the state.
And I mean, as long as the state sees that there's nothing falsified in it, I'd imagine it's a pretty easy approval.
It is. It's just a time thing. That's all. And if you're doing that,
if it's
that
saving
process,
you money, I think people don't care about the time.
Well, but if you do it for 19,000 homes, that's a lot of paperwork, right?
Sure.
And so we're going to need to hire up a whole little army of folks to help get this done, because our current staffing would never be able to do it in the time frame that has to be done.
What is the deadline?
The very beginning of June.
Yeah, see, this is where I feel like the state failed a little bit. Right. Especially because we've known about the reval issues. And I'm not, that's not on right. you, Mayor Chess, but I'm just saying I got to dig into that more, especially because it sounds like there's literally only one other community that is doing it.
Right.
You guys are considering it. That's really interesting. I wish we had more time, Mayor Chess. We didn't even get to talk about the budget, but all that means is I know those talks are continuing on in Stratford. Would love to have you back on probably sooner rather than later, especially with an update on this, and then to also talk about the budget. If you don't mind coming back on another day, would be great.
I always love being with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mayor David Chess here. And of course, if you have questions, we could certainly pass those along to the mayor as well, and have him back on sooner rather than later would be great.